Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Already here.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Already, we are back. I want to say Susan in Michigan pledges 100. Bill in New Jersey pledges 250. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Bill. We're going to go to a clip here. And folks, we'll be back right after this because we've got to get, I'm going to give you some phone numbers to call. And when I told you to get a pen and paper, that number is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. It's very important. Here's what they're doing. We have rhinos. We have 21 rhinos. And what they're trying to do is force Jim Jordan. They're trying to force Jim Jordan to come out and say, well, that the election was not stolen. The election, now he knows it was stolen, you know it was stolen, I know it was stolen, but these rhinos are trying to force him to get the vote. They need to hear from you. Now, I'm going to give you some phone numbers to call. One, and I'll read the names. Bacon, you're going to call Bacon, Congressman Bacon, at 202-225-4155. That's 202-225-4155. You know, we're tired of rhinos. We're tired of raunchy rhinos. Buchanan, you're going to call Congressman Buchanan at 202-225-5015. That's Buchanan, 202-225-5015. Buck, you're going to call Buck at 225-4676. That's Buck at 202-225-4676. And Chavez, 202-225-5711. It's Chavez, 202-225-5711. Now, when we come back later, I'll give you a whole list of these rhinos that are betraying you. If you're like me, you're tired of being betrayed. All they care about is staying in power. And they want to betray you. You know, and I know, that election was stolen. And Jim Jordan, here from Ohio, one thing about Jim Jordan, he's been a no-compromise guy. He has stood his ground. He is really, he's a man of honor, a man of integrity. He's the man that we need as Speaker of the House, folks. We got to fight back. We really got to fight back. So let me just take you to this little clip.
Okay, this is an interesting tip. Not really know where it's going, except for this is a multi-billion dollar industry just in the internet alone. We know that. But the American Medical Association, the AMA, just downgraded pedophilia from a disorder to a preference. You can't make this stuff up.
Mark Paoletta, he was in the White House, and Mark was one of the key guys that worked the Supreme Court justice, very close to Justice Thomas, wrote the book. Mark, thank you for joining us yesterday. And I want to thank Cleta Mitchell for getting this in front of my grill because it's been crazy. You wrote one of the most, I think, interesting, reflective, and thoughtful pieces of exactly what this day represents. Can you walk? Because, Mark, we've wanted this fight since at least the Tea Party movement, probably back farther than that, but at least since the Tea Party movement, we've wanted this day. And I want to tell folks, don't think it's going to be easy day. And don't think their victories are going to come easy. The number is 202-225-3121. Make sure your voice is heard on Capitol Hill. Call the local offices. Call the offices of the 20. Make sure they hear your voice. Mark, what are we? What, first off, we have wanted this fight, you agree, for at least 10, 12 years?
Steve, it goes back longer than that. You know, I was in the Thomas confirmation fight where when the things got tough and Justice Thomas was smeared, lots of Republicans wanted to throw him overboard, wanted to drop Clarence Thomas as the nominee, and were in President Bush's ear to drop him. And what did we do? We stood and we fought. President Bush did and Justice Thomas did. And I think we could take a lot of lessons from that. Stand and fight, call out the Democrats for what they are, and stand and fight. And you said it would be tough day, a tough day. It's going to be tough days. And Republicans and conservatives should stand and fight until Jim Jordan is elected Speaker of the House. He's the most popular Republican, certainly on the Hill, supported by a majority, an overwhelming majority of the Republican conference. It's time to put this game aside. And the idea of going down the road of a deal with the Democrats is absolutely a death sentence to any kind of breaking up of the cartel, or it would get even worse than business as usual here. And again, I put up something last night on Hakeem Jeffries, who I've tangled with before during some testimony last year. Hakeem Jeffries is not to be trusted. Here's a guy who said the most anti-Semitic things. He endorsed his uncle, Leonard Jeffries, who is the worst anti-Semite, you know, in a long time. I think he's still around. But back in the 90s, it's a while ago, he said the most awful things about the Jewish people. And Hakeem Jeffries invited him to his school to speak. And when the you know, when there was some pushback on it, he said Leonard Jeffries is a renowned scholar, and everything he says is based on documented text and scholarly research or something awful like that. When he was elected to Congress, because you have the cartel, the mainstream media, the left, they never look into the backgrounds of Democrat members. He lied about all of this stuff and that he wasn't aware of his uncle. He didn't know what his uncle said. So he's not to be trusted. OK, he lies. Second thing, this came up when they were attacking the Supreme Court. And I called out the fact that the left hates Justice Thomas because he's a black conservative. And Hakeem Jeffries asked me, what's the evidence for that? And I pointed out how Betty Thompson and others had called Justice Thomas an Uncle Tom. But in fact, Hakeem Jeffries had actually called Clarence Thomas, Colin Powell, and Shelby Steele House Negroes, comparing him to the slavery days, for their conservative views. So any deal with Hakeem Jeffries is a disaster, and Republicans should stand and fight.
Hang on. I want to make sure, Mark, I want to make sure this audience understands something. This is a binary choice. It's Jim Jordan, the leading conservative up there and a fighter, or the deal is they're going to cut a deal with Hakeem Jeffries. This is McCarthy. This is the restoration of the McCarthy rule and the centralization of power in the appropriators in the House Armed Services Committee, the swamp. This is where the lobbyists really make their money. Yep. And Biden dangled out $100 billion bill he's going to send up as a goodie. So the choice they're going to put forward McHenry as an alternative on some resolution that is just some interim basis and it goes. But this is Hakeem Jeffries essentially becoming majority leader under the real Speaker of the House, which would be McCarthy. Is that basically the construct of what they're working on?
Yeah, this is not temporary. This is, as you just said, Steve, this is a binary choice. This is either Jim Jordan, the most popular Republican, a conservative, a principled conservative, a fighter who won't back down. And that's why they hate him, right? That's why they hate Justice Thomas. That's why they hate Jim Jordan. Or Patrick McHenry, who will be there forever, right, as long as the Republicans are there. So this is not a temporary choice. This is not let's put this aside and figure out what we're doing for the next 15 days or 30 days or whatever this illusory deadline is. This is Hakeem Jeffries, who gets to run the House of Representatives if they vote for Patrick McHenry for this under this deal that's being floated. Republicans should stand and fight, and they should not back down for as many days as it takes.
Mark, walk me through this. The opposition here, the appropriation, people say I want limited government. People say I want fiscal responsibility. This is why I say this is the fight we've always wanted, because people are becoming unmasked. Talk to me about this kind of industrial complex of appropriators, House Armed Services Committee, that essentially controls Capitol Hill.
Yeah, well, again, the 20, I think the majority of them, the overwhelming majority of them, are actually appropriators or on the Armed Services Committee. And that is where the heart of the cartel is. That is the money, and that's what makes Washington flow. So the appropriators don't want anyone telling them they can't spend money or more money. And just like the defense guys on the Armed Services Committee, they want to spread out the money and keep, you know, pushing their own agenda. And Jordan is a threat to that. And so they're, as you said, you know, they had a little time to regroup, and now they're pushing, and they're linking arms, and look at it, right? They're linking arms with the Democrats to try and stop Jim Jordan from being speaker. That's what's going on here, right? A small group, right? And Jordan has been willing to stand and fight and go to the floor, and he should do that. And so I think, you know, that's what's going on here. It's the swamp fighting back because they realize it's a threat to their way of doing business, which has got us in all this trouble, right? Open border, right? Out of control spending. We were dealing with this stuff in the Trump administration, as you said. For 4 years, I was in the Trump administration fighting this fight, particularly on the on spending and on the wall. And we saw the pushback from all sides, Republicans and Democrats, on those sorts of things.
Well, that's what you talk about, standing and fighting. There's been a lot over the last 24 hours. They've really gone out of their way to say, this is, it's counterproductive, these calls. Do you believe that? If it was counterproductive, if it was really, they would never say that, right? They're trying to get people to stand down, correct? The MAGA movement? Yeah.
That's absurd. There should be more calls. That's what democracy is. People are fired up. They want to let their members know. Whether they're in their district or around the country, they are representatives, and it's showing that the American people, and certainly conservatives and a broader swath of that, are upset and want Jim Jordan elected as speaker. So I would urge, just like Congressman Rosendale, I would urge your listeners to call the Capitol, call members of Congress, call the 20 federal holdouts to let them know that's democracy in action. And the idea that they're saying it's counterproductive, like I said, a lot of times you want to fight. I take a lot of lessons. I was a young lawyer working on the Thomas confirmation. It taught me so much about how Washington works and how you fight back. And that same thing there, that, you know, nobody thought Justice Thomas would get confirmed in 1991 after these smears and lies were made against him. But you stand and you fight. And hearing calls come in and hearing people voice their opinions is a good thing. So I would encourage your listeners and viewers to do that even more.
202-225-3121 is the switchboard up at Capitol Hill. You can get Grace and Mo are putting up, and we even get their local offices up. Make sure you hit them on social media, email, phones, all of it today. Mark, go back and tell me the story. You're very close to Justice Thomas, because this is something you saw this in the Trump administration. When they went and said, oh, we ought to pull Thomas, why are they afraid to fight? Because this is what's endemic, and this is what today's about. What is it in the DNA of some of these Republicans, particularly people that run the show, that they don't want to stand and fight?
You know, I think people want to get along. A lot of people don't have the strength to stand up for their principles. They want to be respected by whatever they consider to be the ruling class. I think you find that with justices. You know, one of the things when we look at justices during the Trump administration, it was looking for people who will stand. You know, I had this chart when we did the first interviews together, right, Steve, of Neil Gorsuch and others, of looking at all these justices who have gone to the left over the years, once they're appointed. Yeah. And so it's this idea of wanting to be accepted, I think, and not looking like, you know, and being criticized. And they need to understand that people respect, you know, those who stand up for their principles and what they believe in. And it's the right thing to do. And I think it ultimately you'll get your respect that you're seeking by standing up for what you believe in. And so I think that's what's going on here a lot. But again, here it's just these 20, and it's the cartel of the appropriators. And so there's an interest. They have an interest, right, of blocking Jim Jordan, because it's not going to be business as usual. So it's almost their own self-interest as to why they're against, Jim Jordan.
All right, we are back, and they're trying to do the same thing to Jim Jordan as they did to Donald Trump. But we have Steve in Ohio pledges $1,000. Thank you, Steve. Bernard in Pennsylvania, $10. Carmen in Connecticut, $125. And Rhonda in New York, $20. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're fighting back here. We are fighting back. And so I want to read. First of all, I want to give the phone number again, folks, to call. It's 202. Now, the main line is 202-224-3121. This is to call Congress and ask for your congressman. All of their numbers start with 202-225. That's 202-225. For Bacon, his number is 202-225-4155. Buchanan is 202-225-5015. That's 202-225-5015. Now, I'm just going to go ahead, because of time, and read you the congressman and the state. And you folks out there, you need to call them. Whatever, all of you, especially in that state, but you need to call as many as you can. Chavez, Linda Chavez, Oregon. Linda Chavez, Oregon. Anthony D. Esposito, New York. Vern Buchanan, Florida. Andrew Garbarino, New York. Jake Elizzi, Texas. Jen Higgins, Virginia. Drew Ferguson, Georgia. Ken Buck, Colorado. Mario Diaz Ballard, Florida. Nick Dolita, New York. Gay Granger, Texas. Mike Lawyer, New York. Marionette Miller Meeks, Iowa. Now, folks, these are the rhinos. These are what we call the raunchy rhinos. These are people that can betray us. If you're tired of being betrayed like I am, Jim Jordan has worked. He has worked hard like Donald Trump. He has stood up for us. He has worked for you in that Congress. I mean, he really has, and you need to help. Right now, he needs your help. John James, Michigan. Tony Gonzalez, Texas. Carlos Jimenez, Florida. Mike Kelly, Pennsylvania. John Rutherford, Florida. Mike Simpson, Idaho. Pete Stauber, Minnesota. Steve Womack, Arizona. Or is that Arkansas? AR. There you go. Now, these are the numbers of the people out there, folks. These are the names. If you've heard them in your state, you really got to call. Like I said, you really need to help Jim Jordan. He's been working for you, and he's been working really hard for you. And so that's what you got to do. So what do you think about all of that, Wendy?
Yeah, he's working hard. I mean, it's a battle. That's what we're at. We're having a battle.
We have to stand and fight right now. People don't realize things. You know, right now, people, I can understand that people are worried. They're seeing what's happening. I've had more people ask me, is this World War, are we going to be in World War III, folks? Listen, another name for World War III, because World War III means it's going to be nasty. I mean, it's really going to be nasty. And we have a name for that. We call it the tribulation period. And so, are we going to be in that? Well, the church will be taken out before, the church will not go through the wrath of God. You've got God's word on that. But it doesn't mean we won't be going through tribulation, not the tribulation, but as the church has always gone through persecution, the church has always suffered persecution, and we've been blessed so far here in America, but those days of blessings are gone. The enemy got in the White House. Joe Obama Biden has brought in so many illegal aliens, so go ahead, Joe.
I'm just sitting here looking at so many stories, and it hit me, the key to almost every story I'm looking at, and I'm talking piles of articles, lies, deal with lies. The over in Israel, where they're blaming Israel around the world for bombing a hospital. Well, the proof has been out there. They've got photographs. The hospital wasn't hit. It was a parking lot. The cars weren't destroyed like by a rocket or bomb. They were burned. The burn cars in a parking lot explains why the general said on they could see secondaries. Those were the gas tanks blowing up in the cars. And we've got a tape of two Hamas commanders explaining what happened and talking to each other and figuring it out that it was their own rocket that fell from the missile launcher behind the hospital that caused the fire in the parking lot. And, of course, they turn around and the media all around the world started blaming Israel for killing these 500 people. It turned out there weren't even 500 dead. There were maybe 20 or 30. The Hamas has not been able to show the dead bodies. And the Jews have, we've got satellite pictures of the parking lot and the hospital. Very little damage, very little blood, mostly, you know, the burned cars. But that story starts violence around the world because people hear something and the left always uses lies and emotion, lies and emotion. Now we go from that lie, Biden turned around and, well, during his speech when he was over there, he's done nothing to help the stranded Americans in Israel. He's delayed, in fact, help to the Americans. We've got a Biden quietly has placed a unconfirmed labor secretary in line for presidential succession. Yeah, he's got this acting labor, Julie Sue, whose nomination was never confirmed, placed her in the presidential line of succession.
Joe, could you speak more right into the mic? Because it sounds like you're pulling away from the mic a little bit. Go ahead and speak right into the mic.
All right. I'm as close as I can get. I can turn up the power. How's that? Better?
Yeah, just do the best you can.
All right. Hang on one sec.
All right, while he's doing that, I want to say Claudia, right, Claudia in Indiana pledges, or in Chicago pledges 100, and William in New Jersey pledges 250. Thank you, thank you. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, so here we have him doing something that's lied by, you know, omission, by not telling, trying to sneak something through. Now, while the U.S. is distracted, this story came from the Daily Signal. Biden is quietly funding open borders allies here. He's handed out $22 million in grants to organizations to, quote, I'm reading from the government, help prepare lawful permanent residents for naturalization. Now, it sounds good. Natural, you know, people came in, went through the process. Lawful permanent residence for naturalization, except all the different organizations that he gave money to, like one's called the Human Immigration Rights of Los Angeles. Nothing on his website mentions workshops helping. What they do is help process illegal immigrants. And you go down and start looking through this. There's CASA. It's another organization. They're getting a big grant, but nothing in the website homepage mentions naturalization, citizenship. You go through here and on, Michigan United receives a huge amount of money, and they don't do anything to help legal immigrants seek naturalization, but they advocate for radical changes, liberal, radical policies. So I could go on. There's a whole list of these that he's giving money to. They advertise one thing, they do another. This is what the left does. This is what Hamas does. This is what the PLO does. This is what Iran does. They say one thing, they do another. The same thing with the rhinos that are trying to keep Jim Jordan from being speaker, is they say one thing to one group of people and then they lie, or behind the scenes they do another. Now, finally, while all this is going on, remember there was a accountant that turned around from a big tax firm and leaked all of Donald Trump's tax returns. Remember that, Pastor?
Yeah, his name was Chaz Littlejohn. Chaz Littlejohn.
Right. Well, guess what? The IRS has just given a very lucrative contract to modernize all its computers, databases to the firm Booz Allen Hamilton. That's the firm that employed that man that pleaded guilty to stealing and leaking thousands of private tax returns of wealthy Americans, including Donald Trump. So here we have the IRS giving this firm this huge government contract, and yet it was their firm, their employee, that leaked all the sensitive data on Elon Musk, Bloomberg, everybody else. You can't make this stuff up, you know?
Well, Joe, let me ask you this, because there's one group of people, Joe. There's only one group of people that Biden's border security, he's letting everybody through. But there's one group of people that they're coming down on. And do you know who that is, Joe?
Christians.
It's Christians. That's right. Biden is trying to put a stop on Christians coming in. Anybody else? Now, I wanted to say this, too, so people don't understand. They're sitting there. They're watching their news. They're listening. They're seeing Joe Obama Biden up there sitting there with the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. And you see Biden squinting. He's squinting, and he's warning Hamas. Folks, this is all theater. Believe me. Let me tell you something. Biden is not pro-Israel. He demanded that Israel to let him know what their military, their battle plans were, and they refused. But here, resettlement of those persecuted for faith down by huge margins. The Biden regime claims that America's southern border is closed, even as it is, as policy allows millions and millions of illegals flooding in. It has become one of the greatest misleading statements. You know, I mean, yeah, we sat there watching millions come in, Joe. But there's one segment of society that is feeling the full brunt of border security, persecuted Christians. A report at Decision Magazine documents that the U.S., with Joe Biden now in the White House, has cut the resettlement of Christians fleeing persecution around the globe by 70%. It's by 70%.
And Catholic Charities is one of the groups that helps. They move these illegal aliens to various cities and places. So here you have a, quote, so-called Christian organization not letting the Christians through, helping the government hold back the Christians.
The world's largest...
You can't make this stuff up.
Okay. The world's largest human trafficking organization. The world's largest child sex rings is the United States government. The United States government is the world's largest now. And Catholic Charities is a big part of that.
Do the bill to get that. And you got to remember, it's the NGOs that take huge government contracts that are getting rich to do Biden's work. Now, I got one big breaking story.
Before you do that, I got to give the numbers again. 888-281, because the phone lines were ringing for a while, but they've stopped. 888-281-1110. Again, folks, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe.
Do you remember when Biden said he didn't know anything about these classified documents that were found in his office, his home, in the garage, all that, right?
Yeah.
Well, now we know that one of Biden's closest aides, Anna Tomasini, was a senior aide to Biden and a very close friend of Hunter. She called him her brother, signed off all messages to Hunter with "love you." And now we know that she was senior aide to Joe, according to the new government oversight committee there, led by Comer, Congressman Comer, inspected the classified material on March 18th, 2021, two months before Biden took office, 20 months before they were said to be found. The committee is alleging that the White House has omitted months of communications, planning,
coordinating among multiple White House officials, Kathy Chung, Penn Biden Center employees, President Biden's personal attorneys, to retrieve these boxes. These boxes, they found, they admitted multiple visits from at least five House employees, and they found these boxes had been moved several times with the knowledge of Biden's White House employees. So, again, here we have the President of the United States is a serial liar. He's a thief. He gets other people to do all kinds of dirty work for him. And he just keeps saying, I don't remember anything. I don't know.
And you've got Merrick Garland, you've got Chris Wray, you've got the heads of all of these that know that they have to run interference. They have to be a protection racket for the Biden crime family, because if the Biden crime family goes down, and then all of them are going to go down with him.
Many of them.
That, yep. Remember the Pandora Papers. The Pandora Papers.
Right.
They list all of those that got that dirty money. And a lot of it, a lot of the dark money. So we'll be back right after this.
Words, my everlasting words. My words have brought you here to me. And I won't ever let you down, but you should have a fear of me.
This world you made in glory, your word is history now, my Lord. From sin I'm free, your love has done this for me, I pray.
Done every single word I say. Words, my words are what I've used to turn your heart to me. You know I've always done every single word that I say. My words will never pass away. My words are here to stay. Heaven and earth will pass, but my words will never go away. Words, my words are what I use. Turn your heart to me. They are my words. My words are what I use to turn your heart to me. They are my words.
I wish the phones were ringing. We're hurting bad. We're running out of time. Back, and folks, we didn't get on the air tonight to 10:45, and that really hurt us. We missed most of the whole first hour, and this is not good because we're not having a good pledge week. So, all right, it's up to you. Ask yourself this: Have we been there 50 years? Well, have we stood our ground? Have we ever backed down 50 years? Are we worth your support? Well, ask yourself that question, because it's now or never. We reminded you before that there were states that stations that we you were listening to us on that we would have to go off. Well, we did. As soon as we went off six stations at one time, boy, the letters started coming in and the phone calls started coming in saying, you know, I'll support you now. It was too late for that. But
the spot was taken, right?
Right. And so, but we still, Joe, if we could turn this thing around, there's still, we have an agreement. I know this never happens, that we can go back on those stations once we get caught up. And so, here you go, 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. All of a sudden, you know, the phone lines were all ringing at one time, and then they quit it all at one time. And I see.
Who knows, there could be. We've had phone troubles, too, at times, so we could be also having other problems. But I want to remind the folks of a couple of things. One, we, neither one of us, no one in the ministry is making any money. We're all work for nothing. We volunteer. And we donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep this thing going. And we're doing it because the Lord's called us to. So we ask you to prayerfully consider supporting. We need a lot of you, just those small donations. We haven't had a lot of pledges for the, you know, $10, $20, $30 donations. And over the years, that's been the bulk of our the money that comes in to pay the bills. All donations go to pay the radio airtime is really what happens. We have to pay the time, and each station has to be able to be self-supporting. So a lot of you that maybe think, well, I don't, you know, there's some nice big pledges, 500, 1,000, sometimes more. We need those $10, $20 donations, and you can just call the credit card line, put it on a credit card, or you can just mail it in. And that address is WRWL Ministries. WRWL will do it. 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road in Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. One more time, WRWL Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And you can get the same information if you're driving, can't write it down. Go to WRWL.org. You can find that information. And you can also make a donation there on the website using PayPal. So please keep us in mind, and we need those small donations. They've supported us over all these years. So,
all right, we have Doug and Carol in New Jersey just pledged $1,000, and Peter in New Jersey pledged $30. At least we're on the air in New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, we're back up someplace.
Amen. Thank you. All right.
Ken, I wanted all those stories that I did real quickly, kind of a headline rush about the lies, the deception, the sneaky politics, was for a reason. It's why they're trying to stop Jim Jordan, because Jim Jordan is honest. Jim Jordan does what he says he's going to do. That's why they're trying to make sure he doesn't get to be speaker. That's why these rhinos that we, Pastor Ernie gave you all the names of these Congress critters that are rhinos that are trying to not go for Jordan, not vote for him. I think they would almost rather the Democrats had it than see someone like Jordan, because he would work like Trump to clean house, to, you know, hurt the deep state, to, you know, he's one of those that goes for truth.
Tomorrow, Joe, Dave Joyce, a rhino from Ohio, is going to, he's scheduled to offer up an amendment that would make the pro tempore, the temporary speaker, a permanent speaker.
Permanent speaker. And, yeah, we know who picked him, remember?
Yeah. And so there you go, folks.
And he's one of the rhinos, that temporary speaker.
Yeah, he is. And so, again, you've got to, let me read it very quickly, the list now. If you need, especially to call for your state, but you need to call as many of these as you can, but especially your state, tell them you're tired of being betrayed. You are tired of being, you're fed up with being betrayed. Tell them you'll remember in November. All right. Linda Chavez Derrimer from Oregon. Anthony Esposito from New York. Vern Buchanan from Florida. Andrew Gabarino from New York. Jake Elsley from Texas. Jen Higgins from Virginia. Drew Ferguson from Georgia. Ken Buck from Colorado. Marie Des Ballard from Florida. Nick Leota from New York. Kay Granger from Texas. Mike Lawyer from New York. Marinette Miller Meeks from Iowa. John James from Michigan. Tony Gonzalez from Texas. Carlos Jimenez from Florida. Mike Keller from Pennsylvania. John Rutherford from Florida. Mike Simpson from Idaho. Pete Stauber from Minnesota. And Stevie Womack from Arizona. These are the people, folks. These are the rhinos you need to call. You need to call them.
They want the status quo. They want business as usual in Washington, D.C., and business as usual is not what this country needs. We need to clean house. We need to get back to the Constitution, back to the rule of law, and back to some politicians who say do what they, you know, say they're going to do, that we can take them at their word.
All right, Pastor Hal pledges 100. Pastor Hal pledges 100. And so do we have, we'd like to get some matches for Doug and Carol in Indiana, in New Jersey for 1,000. Can we get some matches for that? We get a match from Stephen, Ohio for 1,000. We just need a couple more of those 1,000 matches to make our goal for tonight. Pardon?
We can catch up real quickly, but we also need hundreds of you out there to send in a $20 donation, and that will get us over too. So I'm
Biden,
just going to remind you that it's not too small, and we really need each and every one.
Joe and Wendy, Biden is about to hand Iran a huge victory by letting missile sanctions expire.
Yep.
National security veteran says no. Again, folks, we got to tell you, what you're seeing, believe me, Biden is not pro-Israel. Biden is not pro-America. Biden is the best president the Communist Party's ever had. He's, you know, we knew Obama was bad. We knew Jimmy Carter was bad. But Biden, by far, is worse than both of them, than all of them. And he is, he is destroying this country. They're bringing in thousands and thousands and thousands and of terrorists. We have thousands of terrorists in the country today. When I tell you, I'm not exaggerating, folks. Biden brought them in here, and they have they're building cities now here in our country. They want to change our language. They want to totally take over, folks. And I don't know what to tell you. You got to fight back, and one of the ways you can fight back is help keep Jim Jordan in there. And now, you know, they're trying to put a gag order on President Trump. And I don't think it's going to work. Trump is not going to keep his mouth shut. He's out there. In fact, the more they come after him, he's more popular today than he's ever been within the Patriot Party.
Well, to back up what you just said, that one article I read from the Daily Signal, that Biden is funding all his open border allies. All that money that's going out, none of it's going into a conservative organization. They're all open border groups that work to get people in. And what you said today they're calling Transition Day, and they have known for a long, long time this day was coming. Biden could have called the allies in Europe. He could have talked, you know, there's two or three things, to make a long story short, because we're short of time, he could have done to reset this, the sanctions on the ballistic missile program, and he did nothing that to even try to stop it. And there were several things he could have done. So he's sitting over there giving a speech about how he's heartbroken about the images, And yet, what is he doing? He's giving one of the biggest gifts to the sponsor of Hamas, Iran. He's watching this embargo just be dropped. That will give Iran missiles to, they can sell missiles now around the world. You notice they've always been sending drones to Russia. Now they can send rockets. Now they can send missiles, and they can work on their nuclear program. So what he's done is he's opened the Pandora box of hell as far as warfare is concerned. And within the next, 16 to 18 months, we're going to have a nuclear-armed Iran with missiles capable of hitting anywhere in Europe and some places in the USA. Thanks, Joe Biden.
Well, Israel will not tolerate that. Israel is ready to fight to her own destruction if she has to. I mean, Israel is loaded with nuclear missiles herself. She's loaded with nuclear, too.
But I hate to think she'd have to use them. You got to remember, Hamas is a minor force. Hezbollah has a military that's almost as close as far as tanks and rockets. And they've got rockets that are high-tech rockets that can probably overwhelm the armed dome. They are going to be a very formidable enemy, and they're staffed with men that are not soldiers, they're killers, they're butchers. So,
yeah, but Israel has too. Israel has a new weapon. They have the lasers, which were, they built these, and we do too. These lasers that are, at the speed of light, and they're able to take down these new super powered missiles that they're sending in.
Yeah.
But anyhow, who Victor Davis Hanson is. Victor David Hanson is a fellow who usually gets it pretty right all the time.
Yeah, he is a very bright bulb, a great historian, and a real wonderful conservative.
And here's what he had to say. In Hanson's view, a modern-day liberalism is characterized by rampant dishonesty, perversion, and corruption. Today's liberals claim they simply want to protect American democracy with compassion and decency, but the truth is they're actually trying to end the democratic process and bring about their own tolerant dictatorships. It's hard for most Americans to comprehend the total dishonesty of American liberalism, Hanson told Tucker Carlson. Liberals are now telling us that they plan to protect American democracy, and this is the clearest possible sign that they intend to end it. And that's right. How much time do we have over there? All right, well, I know we're coming up to the end. How much time do we have? All right, I'll find out. Okay, Joe, I'm going to let you do it tonight. You got 4 minutes.
All right. I found a hymn that's very pertinent to us as a nation and you, each and every listener out there. The hymn I want to read is called Once to Every Man.
Just before you do, Joe, just let me say this. We'll be here till midnight, folks. We're going to be here till midnight. We need to hear from you. We're still far short of our goal, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Wendy, give your number out one more time.
866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Folks, stock up on natural medicine. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, the hymn, old hymn, Once to Every Man and Nation. Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide in the strife of truth with falsehood for the good or evil side. Some great cause, some great decision, offering each the bloom or blight, and the choice goes by forever twixt that darkness and the light. Then decide with truth is noble when we share her wretched crust, ere her cause bring fame and profit, and 'tis prosperous to be just. Then it is the brave man chooses, while the coward stands aside, till the multitude make virtue of the faith they had denied. Though the cause of evil prosper, yet the truth alone is strong. Through her portion be the scaffold, and upon the throng throne be wrong, yet that scaffold sways the future, and behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. This is a time for everyone to decide what side they're going to be on, as a nation, as a person, and to you individually. Are you going to become a child of the kingdom? Are you become a child of God, a born-again believer? Or are you going to ignore God's mercy and his offer of everlasting life and choose the evil side, the dark side? It's a decision only you can make. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ, God's Son, that went to the cross to take your place, to take my place, Pastor Ernie's place. He died a substitutionary death and paid the price for our sins. And he made the offer, if we're willing to repent to his Father, that we're a sinner, we need a Savior, that we're sorry, that we're truly sorry that our sins put him on that cross, God is willing to forgive us. And then we can call upon Jesus Christ and ask him to be Lord of our life. Say, we want to give ourselves to him. Give ourselves to him completely, without reservation, without hesitation. We want to make him Lord of our life. We want to make him number one. And he will hear us. He will then send us the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. We become our own temple, our own high priest. We have this indwelling of God himself. We then start a personal relationship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit in us. We become this joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. We become a new person. We've given up the sinful path, and we're now turning to God and trying to follow him, be obedient to him, and go where he leads us. And you will find joy and peace that you've never known before. I've never met anyone that's been born again that's ever regretted that decision. Everyone has had a happier life, a fuller life, have more joy, and they just keep hoping more and more people will see the light, turn to the light of the world, and join with us that are already there in the light as children of God.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Tara in New York pledges 30. Anonymous in Ohio pledges 300. Karen in Illinois pledges 30. We will be here, Lord's willing, to midnight. And, folks, we definitely got to hear from you, because we, this has been a tough week. And
When they shut down a whole radio network, you can tell the enemy does not want you listening to us, which means we're saying something that the world doesn't want you to know, or this wouldn't be happening.
Right. And like I said, they're trying to stop Donald Trump. They're trying to stop Jim Jordan. They're trying to stop any of us who will not compromise. But anyhow, we'll be here. Wendy, I want you to thank you for being here with us and for all you do.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thanks, Joe. And we're at that time right now where we get to, every night at this time, where we say, good night. And we say, God bless. And then we say, always. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by...
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.